Arthur rode off in pursuit of Kay's sword. He tried to hurry, but the narrow road was crowded with people. Arthur felt like a fish, fighting his way upriver. "What kind of squire forgets his knight's sword?" Arthur asked himself angrily. He struggled past some handcarts loaded with food, and then picked his way down an alley. In the background, loud cheers echoed from the tournament. "If Kay misses the tournament," Arthur worried, "it will be my fault."
"Watch out!"
four men barked at Arthur. The men were carrying a lord in a great chair. Arthur had almost ridden into him. Arthur bowed and begged the lord's pardon. Looking up, he realized he was nearing the churchyard. There was no one there. No knight stood guard either, because everyone was attending the tournament. The lure of the sword drew him like a magnet. Arthur rode over and dismounted. Again, the weapon gleamed at his approach, but Arthur hardly noticed. "Perhaps Sir Kay can use this sword," was all he thought. When Arthur grasped the sword, the steel slid smoothly from the anvil. Without thinking about what he had just done, Arthur stuffed the sword into the pack behind his saddle and galloped back to the field.